balmy face, your sunny, funny face, for your a cutie with more than beauty. When the idle poor become the idle rich, you'll never know just who is who or who is which. Won't it be rich when everyone's poor relative becomes a Rockefeller-tive and Tom's no longer here? I didn't mean to start any scene to make you sigh, hope to die. It's most immoral for us to quarrel. Why can't we both agree? Don't you know Ben Franklin wrote about this thing at length? On the proposition that in union there is strength. Why raise a storm
and she
up
loves,
and they love, so won't you love me as I love you?
Good evening. This is Bruce Kane. Tonight, Joel Reisner and I are bringing you a special two-hour collage of songs and conversation with a gentleman who created a completely original vocabulary for the American musical film, a hybrid, part ballet, part music hall, and part cinema. Named by George Balanchine, the greatest dancer America ever produced, and called by Charlie Chaplin, one of the motion picture's few authentic geniuses, his face and voice and grace has delighted millions from Anaheim to Angkor Wat. Ladies and gentlemen, Fred Astaire.
There's some music is so important as to what makes a man or a woman move in dance. At least that's what I think. If I can be inspired by a certain kind of music and do some work that I couldn't do if I didn't have that music. So I think it's according to what those the music is. There are some that are still doing the same kind of thing that was done a few years ago. Would you tell me what you mean? What So, for instance, what picture type of are you talking about?
I was just thinking, sort of in general. You, I'm sort of harking back to your, in a sense, your last television special. You did some rock on this show toward the end. I remember the group called the Gordian Knot.
Well, that was a rather a cartoon version, I would call it, of a Top Hat number. It was very brief and decidedly done because we all had a lot of fun doing it. I enjoyed the idea of taking Irving Berlin's Top Hat and trying to get rock out of it. And it was a very tough job because the Gordian Knot, who were a pretty good rock bunch, I mean, I liked them so much that I put them on the show. They had versions of their own that didn't sound anything right to me until we tried a half a dozen ways and finally got something that I could work too. Top Hat isn't very some numbers adapt to rock, I suppose. This one didn't particularly because it was a different kind of thing. But we utilized as much as we could for the effect. I enjoyed that number, and I think it was a kind of a good topper to the show to end the show with a sense of humor and everything. I think people liked it from that standpoint.
Your television specials have been regarded as perhaps the most refined and aesthetically worthy of any ever created for American television, with the possible exception of the two first Barbara Streisand specials. You're a gentleman whose work has been principally involved with film in the last years. Did you find much difference between working in the medium of television and film?
Well, there is a difference. In television, you've got three or four cameras on you, and they cut from one to another according to the way you want it or the way you have it designed. In the films in recent years, I've only used one camera on a number. One number in Finian's Rainbow, we did have to have some cameras, I think three on one of the numbers that I did. The number called Idle Poor, Idle Rich. But that was because there was someone on the side and up higher or something, for some of the set called for it. I don't know what, anyway. But as a rule, we just use one camera. So television, see, taping on television is a lot different than filming on television, too. That's another thing, because I always taped the television shows. And I like tape. It has a more alive quality, I think. It looks like it's a live show. Film, for some reason or other, on television, you can tell in the minute that it's film. At least I can. I think most people can. But still, film is very, very live on the screen when I see it. I never think whether or not it's film. I guess because I know it is, I don't think about it. I'm peculiar about the way I think about a lot of things anyway, but that's the way it is.
Were you beset by any of the usual pressures endemic to making a special for television in terms of time and budget, or were you allowed much more leeway than most people? The reason I'm asking that is because your television specials don't look like most television specials. The finish is also fine.
Thank you very much. It's nice to hear your nice comments about it. The reason I do what I do on television is because I own every bit of it that I'm doing. No one has anything to say over me about. I mean, I have the last approval of everything, and it's the only way that I will do those shows. I mean, they belong to me. After this one, after the two runs reverts to me, I have the other three specials that I did in the vault, and this makes four. Now, for a moment, whether or not I do any more is entirely how I get to feel about it. I don't at this moment want to do any more because I'm busy on some other things, but that show, I don't care what it costs, and I take the money that I get paid for the show, and I put it in the show as much, and I don't think about it. I don't ask what things cost, and I'm very quick to tell you that the last show was over budget, plenty. And I didn't think about it, I didn't know about it particularly until after it was on.